Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A crumbling gas station on Route 66 in Arizona. A hurricane-damaged wooden church in New Orleans. A pair of empty century-old skyscrapers overlooking Chicago. These are all places on a list, America's most endangered places. For the past 36 years, the National Trust for Historic Preservation has compiled an annual roster to save historic sites like this from getting torn down. Catherine Malone France is the Chief Preservation Officer with the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Catherine, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much.
So there are so many fascinating places on this endangered list. I'm going to start with the one that I'm captured by. It's the gas station in Arizona. Tell us about that one.
Sure. The Osterman gas station was built in 1929, just 3 years after Route 66, on which it is located, was commissioned. It has been a focal point for the Hualapai tribal community for generations. And they have a vision for how to bring it back in a way that serves that community and people traveling along Route 66.
And then another one on the list is a cemetery where African slaves were buried. And this one was threatened by a utility company. Explain that.
Pierce Chapel African Cemetery is located in Midland, Georgia. It was established about 1828. It's one of the oldest burial grounds for Africans who were enslaved on several plantations there in Harris County, Georgia. And it's their descendants who are fighting so hard to protect this place today and to recover it from damage done by utility companies. They've created roads on the land, cleared trees, and really disrupted the entire landscape.
And there's another one. It looks to be kind of a falling down church in New Orleans. What's the history of that building?
Holy Aid and Comfort Spiritual Church started its life as the Perseverance Benevolent and Mutual Aid Society Hall. And it was one of the first places on the planet where jazz was heard.
Wow.
People like Buddy Bolden played there. You know, benevolent and mutual aid societies were incredibly important in the Black community, providing everything from entertainment to life insurance, as well as a safe space during an era of racial segregation. And then for the last 70 years, it has been a church. And today, Reverend Harold Lewis, the pastor of that church, along with the Preservation Resource Center in New Orleans, they are working to restore the church and bring it back into service for its community and to tell the stories of its incredible history.
And Catherine, we're catching you at an event at Seattle's Chinatown. There are Chinatowns threatened all over the country for kind of being endangered, of going away. Tell us about Seattle's Chinatown.
Well, Seattle's Chinatown International District is an incredibly important part of Seattle's history and of American history. But as you say, Chinatowns are all over this country, are threatened by similar things. That's why the list this year has two Chinatowns, the Chinatown International District in Seattle and Philadelphia's Chinatown, where people, again, are fighting against erasure of these communities, places that we cannot lose.
Catherine, why is it important to save these places? Some others on your list. One is literally a strip of shops in Miami, which is like Little Santo Domingo, which is important to the Dominican community. Why is it important to save these kinds of places?
Well, it's important to save these places because, first of all, they tell us about ourselves. Each place on the list this year tells a story that is part of our shared American story. To lose any one of these places is to lose part of all of our stories.
How hard is it to actually keep them, to preserve them?
Well, in every single site on the list, you have dedicated local advocates who have been fighting for these places, often for decades.
And we will have photos and a list of the places at our website. They're beautiful. You should go and take a look. Catherine Malone France, Chief Preservation Officer with the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Catherine, thank you.
Thank you so much for your time today and for helping to shine a light on these 11 incredible places.